seemed like a tough shot. When you get traffic in front and when you get the puck on the net, you're going to have a chance to score. And I mean, it got through the goalie, but I don't think he even saw it. He was just in position and it just, you know, found its way. But that's Tyler Hannan. He's a goal scorer. You know, he gets those positions and he had a few good opportunities this weekend. Even the first night, I'm watching the game, he's coming down and then Sunday again, he rattles one off the post coming down a little 2-on-1 on the wing. I think you probably had a pretty good angle of that. And he had lots of room to shoot there too. So, but anyway, big goal. I thought our power plays, it wasn't a power play goal, but it was just near the end of a power play. And we had done a great job in the zone. They were tired and obviously we out-muscled them on the puck a few times. And that's the grit, the will, the determination we have to play with. And that was a big goal for us. So, and I thought we were in good shape and starting to roll from that point on.
Well, we get the two-goal lead, and then as the end of that first period is going on, you can kind of feel a little pushback from Duluth and Coach Sandlin, and just felt like, man, if we could just hold on and get through this period up to nothing, we'd be in really good shape, but we weren't able to. Kyle Osterberg gets his second of the season.
Away from Michigan Tech. They get it back to the blue line. Now, worked over. Pass in front. They score!
I know you didn't like that goal, Coach. Was that a defensive breakdown inside of our own zone?
Yeah, it was. We poor clearing attempt, and that's one thing we have to really shore up is our clearing attempts in our zone and coming out of our zone. And I just thought we were casual and didn't play strong on the puck in our zone on certain instances. And this one we did, but on the goal we had two players. They had two guys in front, and one sort of drifted off to the side, and both our players chased him, and Osterberg was left all alone in front of the net. But a tough goal to give up, because we really only gave up, you know, you chart scoring opportunities, and there's what we call the grade A chances in the zone, and you know they only had three opportunities in that period, so it was frustrating and disappointing anytime you give up those last minute goals, you know, either to end a period or start a period. You know that's where you got to bear down, and I just thought we should have done a better job of bearing down and getting that puck out in that situation.
All right, so the Huskies up 2-1 going into the intermission. Duluth out shooting Michigan Tech 12-8 in period number one. We go to the second period. The Huskies get a big goal from Joel Esperance at the 9:29 mark. This gave the Huskies a two-goal lead again.
Intentionally wide of the net. Burks hustles over there to hold it in. Here's Baltus over for Esperance. He'll shoot. Scores! Esperance with the goal. Short side, and Esperance makes it a 3-1 game in favor of Michigan Tech.
You look at Mark Ock, and I look at Brent Baltus, quiet, great vision guys out there.
Sure.
And he's so good with that puck.
Well, Baltz made a real nice play, and I thought Joel should have one-timed it. When I look at it back, he had lots of, you know, it might not have been right in his wheelhouse, but I thought just when you see the play developing, when you watch it on film, looked like Joel was just going to one-time it. He had all room because the puck went from one side all the way to the other side of the ice, and the goaltender had a long way to move. But Joel held it and shot it, and I think we can, you know, look like you can beat that goalie on that short side. And Brett Baltus hit the post in the first period, and then Tyler Hannan hits the post on the second period. I think both on that short side on him. So, but Joel put good shot. It's good for him to get one early. It's nice to see our two leading goal scorers, returning goal scorers, Hannan and Esperance, pitch in, especially after that first night when we got shut out. So a big goal puts us back in front, and then the stuff starts happening.
Chance for the Bulldogs, a shot. Save made there by Kittle. Rebound, another stop in front by Gillies, I think it was, a Stamen, and Stamen will try to catch up to the puck. And he's going to get, he took a hit, and a big penalty coming up against the Bulldogs. And I'll be surprised if this is not five.
I'm watching it over and over again, and I guess I'll do the talking because I don't want to get you in trouble, but I mean, this was, again, and the only defense I gave to the official on this play for not calling it a 5 minute is that there was another, I think Iafalo actually kind of was skating. I guess what I'm saying is Stamen was kind of sandwiched in between the two guys. And, give the benefit of the doubt, I guess, to the official who made the call, that somebody skated in front and didn't see the actual extension of the elbow, but it was a pretty vicious hit, and I was surprised Stamen got up as quickly as he did.
Well, he follows through and with the arms and the elbow, and what I don't like about the hit is Dylan is engaged with another player, and you know they're sort of battling for a puck, and then this guy comes in and blows them up, and you know is a bad hit. It was 5 minutes. It was worse than the hit that Gillies got 5 minutes the night before. And we take a 5 minute major just a few minutes after this, and this is a lot worse. You know, one of the things they're trying to do is contact to the head is a major emphasis this year, but. Anyway, it was tough, but here's the deal. Like on both their hits, one of their players, actually three of their hits, their guys lie on the ice like they're seriously injured. And I tell our players, and if you're not hurt, you get up. And both when Neville gets hit high, when Dylan gets high here, they both get right away. And it puts if you lay on the ice, it puts a referee in a bad position. And you're what we call selling the penalty, and they did that, and one guy did it twice, and that bothers me. And he's right back out on the ice. I mean that's not the way you play the game. It's not the right way. And you know those guys got to get up. If you're hurt, I get it. And you know maybe I shouldn't say a whole lot on that, but anyways, and you're gonna have judgment calls, and that did not win loses a game, but. You know, it just frustrates your players a little bit who are playing. They would just want the consistency.
We go on the power play, but it's Devin Carroll who's got to make a great save.
Lesperance pushed off of the puck. Loose puck there taken by the Bulldogs. They flip it up and not out. Mark Goff will hold it in, and he almost lost. Oh, no, breakaway back the other way. Shorthanded Osterberg coming in on Carroll. Shoot, save by Carroll! Oh, Devin Carroll with a brilliant glove save on Osterberg and keeps the score 3-1 Michigan Tech.
Well, I don't know if he baited him to go to that way to the glove because it looked like he was giving him a lot of net on that glove side, but he made a nice save there.
Well, he did, and we made a poor play on the offensive blue line. You know, we tried to make a D-to-D pass, and their guy stepped in between it. And, you know, we've got to learn from that. We've got to learn when you're getting some pressure where you need to put the puck in. And the cross-ice pass, it just trapped everybody. And that was a big save at that point in the game.
It was, but the Bulldogs come back and they make it a one-goal game.
And the Huskies doing a nice job at least keeping it out of harm's way for the moment. Back up top again now for Adam Johnson. He'll look to shoot. Passes it over. One-timer score. Broken stick and it went right through Carroll.
It was a changeup coming in at Devin, and I don't know how that got underneath him. I guess the stick must have came up, and I don't think he was very happy with that.
No, that's not a good goal, and Devin will admit that. I mean, we did a fantastic job on that 5-on-3. So we're 5-on-3. Stamen gets a penalty, you know, holding. Good call. Dylan can't put his arm on the guy, and then obviously Neville takes a 5-minute major for kneeing, and there's never any knee-to-knee contact on the play, but their guy sells it, you know, and they were quick to make that call. It's amazing to me. But so now we're two men down basically for a minute 45. And our guys did a really, really good job on that. And that's a shot you'd give up every time. There's no traffic in front. It just goes right along the ice, not a high velocity. Devin didn't get down on it. I'm not sure what he's doing, and he's back in the net a little bit. So I'll have to ask Joel and Devin about that one. But tough goal to give up because we're doing such a good job. And that's a save you have to make in that situation.
All right, so we go to the second intermission. That was Pionk, by the way, who got the goal. Adam Johnson and Jared Thomas get the assist. We're up by one. Do I have this right here? Yes,
yep.
Going into the third period. Shots in the second, 16-7 in favor of Duluth. We go to the third period up by one, and thought we played pretty well, Coach, and then we give up that goal. Billy Excel, his first of the season at the 11:35 mark.
Trying to get back defensively. Good job by Leibinger. Huskies get it back to the line, but not out. Here's a shot. Loose puck in front of goaltender Carroll. It's bouncing right there. They shoot, and they score.
And I saw the same thing you saw, Coach. There was a stick in the air. It did not hit that stick, and that's why the review came back negative, not in favor of the Huskies. But it looked like another chance for us to clear
it. We did, and that's where we have to clean things up. We had an opportunity. You know, there's less than 9 minutes in the game. We've got a one-goal lead. They're doing nothing. You know, if you would have told me that our goalie would have had one save, had to make one save, or made one save in the third period, going into it, we had a one-goal lead. If we'd feel good about that. Only give them three shots on goal for the period. On the road, in the third period, the second night, back-to-back, against the number 16 in the country, you give up three shots on goal in the third period. Would you take that? Would you have a pretty good chance to win? I would say absolutely. And that's, and I give our team a lot of credit. I mean, we only gave up, like I said, 3 shots on goal. They only had 8 attempted shots in the third period. You know, there wasn't a lot going on, and I thought we played pretty well. And that's one thing. We held up good in this game, and you're always concerned about your conditioning, how you're going to be, especially when you have to come back and play a earlier, less